The Landlords. The Landlords. Designed to bring you a helicopter view of the real estate and construction industries in Nigeria today. From the financing to legal issues.
AMCON is saddled with those responsibilities. You should be aware before you use your property as collateral.
Insightful conversations around building and architecture.
The structure I'm seeing over there is faulty and it will collapse.
Accurate market survey, property valuation, investment guide, and the hottest listings in town.
Twin duplex in highbrow estate, 1 hectare just beside the main road, 3 bed in that neighborhood should be at that rate. And that is the price of cement as of this morning.
Join me, your host, One Plot, and the biggest real estate and construction industry players, brands nationwide, an intersection of resource, marketing, and advocacy. Tuesdays 10:30 to 11 a.m. on this dial. 97.9 FM, The Beat, your best offer yet.
For inquiries and advert bookings, call Boson on 0806-215-3871 or Segun on 0915-757-0635. The Landlords on The Beat, 97.9 FM.
Welcome to Inside Winchester, one of Nigeria's foremost brands in farms, housing, and construction. On this inaugural episode, the Chief Executive Officer of Winchester Group, Ayodeji Karim, an internationally acclaimed project management expert and a mogul, walks us through the various arms and activities of the company.
We came into existence just about 10 years ago. Under Winchester Group, we have three separate companies. First one is Winchester Farms, which is the origin of Winchester. Then Winchester Construction, and then Winchester Homes. For Winchester Farms and Winchester Homes, Winchester Farms, we currently have a farm in Ebeda where we own approximately just over 500 herds of cattle. And we have a processing plant also in Ebeda where we process meat and chicken meat products. We are the biggest meat supplier to the school feeding program in Oyo State. For Winchester Homes, we currently have two sites that we're working on. One is in Oshifila town where we're currently rolling out around about 202 units of affordable homes, affordable houses. They hover around two-bedroom units and then three-bedroom units.
The provision of affordable housing is a key motivator for Winchester Homes, as can be seen in some of their exquisite projects across the Southwest.
The idea of affordable homes in Oyo State is for people to be able to afford a home. Like I always say, there's a difference between a house and a home. A house is where you're renting, where the landlord bothers you on a yearly basis. But this is an opportunity for you to own your own home, where you have your own keys and you're the landlord for yourself. That's the idea. For Winchester Construction, however, we do construction projects all over the country. We have just concluded roofing and rehabilitation of NSITF building in Ibadan Ring Road. We're currently going through an award process with Rwando in Calabar to do some CSR projects to build schools, roads, etc. So that's a significantly small to medium-sized project that we're prospecting on. But we've done a number of projects in the past. As you all know, I'm a product of Costing West Africa, so it's an offshoot of that. What sets us apart is very simple. We're using local products, local labor, and local materials to build our homes. We want to build it as efficiently as possible, as cheaply as possible, because we understand the system, it has to be affordable. If it's social housing, it has to be affordable to the common man.
And guess what? You definitely don't have to break the bank to become a homeowner with Winchester Homes.
Well, like I said, the project we're handling is affordable homes. If you're looking at owning your own home, owning your own house, having your own key, being your own landlord, come to Winchester Homes. We will be happy to set you up with somewhere affordable, somewhere durable that you can call your own home. I always say it, I'm looking at 15 million naira and below. The top end of our product is 15 million and then below. We have quite a number of various programs within the program where you can spread the payment. You can also spread the payment on the land, on the structure itself. Come in and talk to us. We'll be happy to accommodate you. Our office is situated in Orita Challenge in Ibadan. We'll be happy to take you to site for a site visit. We do site visit twice a week, Tuesday mornings and Saturday mornings. There you can make your inquiries with the town people, the villagers, who we are and how long we've been on the site. So We're here to stay. We're here to look after you and provide a product that would satisfy the customer. My telephone number is 0813-277-3727. I'll say it again, 0813-277-3727. When you call, just let us know you're calling regarding one of the Winchester products. Always available if you want to talk to me personally.
Winchester Group is an emerging icon in agriculture, construction, and real estate in Africa.
Winchester Farms, situated in Ibadan, has been supplying millions of our good people directly and through the federal government's corn feeding program, the best in husbandry for close to a decade.
Our construction arm, through continually improved capacity and increased innovation, has become a reliable partner in the provision of infrastructure across the board.
Recognizing the difference between a house and a home, Winchester Homes provides the most affordable, durable, and exquisite buildings for people of all classes.
With the finest woodworks, furniture by Cousin Furniture and Joinery, all materials locally sourced, we are a proudly Nigerian group of companies. Visit our head office at Oita Challenge, Ibadan. Reach us on 0813-277-3727. We say what we do, and we do what we say.
For inquiries and advert bookings, call Bosun on 0806-215-3871 or Segun on 0915-757-0635. The Landlords on The Beat, 97.9 FM.
Many thanks to Mr. Ayodeji Karim, CEO Winchester Group. Winchester is one of the fastest growing brands in agriculture, construction, and real estate in the country. We appreciate your support to the Landlords. More of an offshoot of Costain West Africa, Winchester that is. Still expecting the folks from B&B Homes, Sweet Estates and Properties, Jonathan Julius Homes, some of those leading brands. We can only accommodate a few on our platforms per quarter, so hurry up. I'm One Plot. Good to be back with you live on The Landlords, an intersection of marketing, resource, and advocacy for the real estate and building construction industries in Nigeria. From the challenges of mass housing to the fastest growing suburbs in the Oyo State capital, we attempt to bring a helicopter view of our built environment whilst trying to profile professional solutions to some of the challenges. We also source to help bring you some of the hottest listings around. Once we get them, this is online, on radio, and in print, so watch out. One of the major challenges impeding the country's real estate industry's growth, apart from quackery, is scam, fake documents, ending up in situations where several persons lay claim to one property. How do you then avoid this pitfall as a prospective buyer, especially by way of possessing the right documents, which is ultimately the only legal premise to guarantee your ownership of a property, no matter how the chips may fall? Important document and verification process for genuine property ownership is what we're looking at on The Landlords today. I had a chat on this subject with a legal expert, Abidoye Fatai Idowu Esquire. He started out by explaining some of the differences in documentation depending on property type and location, and what prospective buyers should look out for.
It is very, very important that a prospective buyer needs to ask a seller to confirm some documents to actually ensure that the seller has the title to the documents and the title to transfer to. So the, in this regard, okay, if it is about land, is it a land within the urban center or a land in the rural area? So these are the things we need to first of all consider. But notwithstanding, any buyer that intends to buy any property need to consider a lot of things. If, for instance, now, if the buyer is buying a building, that building already must have some documents that is going to show the title owner that this person actually owns this property. So, for instance, now, a building plan of the said property to be sold is very, very important that the buyer sees that. That yes, this is the building plan. Then also, survey plan, another important document, because when you buy land, you do a survey plan, then you build on it, then you have the building plan. Now, when you are now interested in transferring that to someone who is interested in buying the property from you, then you have to make certain documents available. There must be deed of assignment. Probably if the property is in a urban center where there is certificate of occupancy, the certificate of occupancy, that one is a document that shows that an individual has been granted a statutory right of occupancy by the governor of the state. So, and what the person is going to transfer in that respect is what remains out of the 99 years that will be granted to the person. They call it unexpired residue. When you have this document, then it's something that can be verified with the Ministry of Land and Housing to actually determine who owns that property. So it is that one that is going to give the buyer an assurance that yes, this property is a new, this is a new owner. But it's a property document. Someone can go to the Ministry of Land and Housing and request for a certified full copy of that document. So that means buyer needs to be aware. Can enter. Buyer needs to be aware. So you have to be sure that the person that is actually transferring that interest in his property is the real.
If I may jump in a little bit, sir, you're saying that it's possible that the person who has some of these documents and is not the rightful owner of the property. So
it is very, very possible. It's a public document, it's in the public domain. Anybody can have access to it. And the person that are in the custody of it may not even know that you are the genuine, although there will be a proper documentation that at so time, this person actually came for this particular document. But you as a buyer, you need to do your findings. And that is why sometimes if you want to buy any property that it has a registered deed, you have to go and do what we call search. You go to the land ministry to conduct search. So by the time you get that one now, you are going to have 90% assurance of who owns the property. Now, if it's a property that the seller is not the direct person selling, maybe you have an agent, then you as a buyer, you need to ask for letter that granted the power to the agent to sell. That's power of attorney. So you need that. So now, that's another important thing that you need to ask. Then, if the property in question is a property that is for a deceased person, a person that is late, that means you as a buyer, you need to know that, okay, fine. Those people that want to transfer this property, interest in the property now, are they entitled to do so? What is their relationship with the deceased person? If the person dies interested, that means the person dies without a will, then that means there must be a letter of administration from the probate of the court. There is another document that you need to see so that you know who are the administrators, then who are the representatives of the deceased that wants to sell that property. So, with what I have just told you, you see that I have mentioned some documents now.
Yes.
And these documents, one, we have the survey plan, we have the building plan, we have deed of assignment, then the purchase receipt, because that one is very, very important. It's an evidence that you have actually bought that property and you paid for it. And if you do, the amount paid will be stated in the deed of assignment, the power of attorney, then the letter of administration. So these are documents that are very, very important when it comes to buying a landed property, that's a building. But if it is a land in a rural area, it is very, very important that when you want to buy land in a rural area, it is important you do your findings as well. Who has been the owner? Is it a family land? Because if it is a family land, has it been apportioned? If it is a family land, it cannot be sold by one person because it has to be the head of that family and principal members of the family that they can transfer the interest of that property. So a buyer needs to understand all this. And that is why it is very, very important that if you want to buy any property, then some agents are very good to have the idea, but they will connect you to a lawyer. So for someone to put in a lot of money in the property and you are doing it without consulting your lawyer, then there is a tendency that there may be a legal issue at the end of the day.
Are you saying, in other words, that you can't just look at it to say if it's genuine or not?
Okay, now but let me say this one now. On the face of it, you may think that it is genuine. What of if you are being deceived into buying it? So, it is better you do what is needful to avoid a dilemma. Now, you may have a friend, a good friend of yours, who decides to sell his property. As you can see that some people when they buy land, sometimes they have issues on that land. They want to quickly dispose it so that they transfer that liability from their head to another intending buyer. Now, this will bring a lot of litigation in court because you can't give what you don't have. The property that is not mine, I sold it. You can't put something on nothing if you don't even fall. So that is why one needs to be extraordinarily careful. So you may not say the face value of it that, oh, because it's my good friend, definitely this document is going to be genuine, the title is going to be genuine. You put that friendship aside, you still be the needful. What if that your friend bought that land and he didn't know that at the time he bought the land was not bought from the direct owner and he has transferred it to his friend. So it's going to cause a lot of trouble. So the proper thing for us to do when it comes to the issue of property is let's do the needful. The needful, find out, which is very, very important, find out who the vendor is, then the requesting has the right to sell. Then you find out whether there is a third party, that a third party has a right on that property. The third party may have a right on it, maybe probably there is a covenant that, okay, probably somebody bought a land in a particular area, and there is a covenant that the adjacent land will not be used for certain things. So it is very important that you know. Or probably there is a mortgage on it. Somebody wants to sell the property to you. You know the person very well. Oh, he has been on this land for a very long time. But that person has used that particular property to get loan from the bank. And you are not aware of it. So if in that case, the person has transferred the property to you and you are paying for it, what happens in that case? But by the time you do the needful, now, even if anybody uses his landed property for a loan, and you are aware, once there is what we call a deed of release from the bank, that, oh, this person has offset his debt, and the bank has removed the debt against him. So, if you know that there is a mortgage on a particular property, then you as a buyer, you ask for deed of release, which the bank has granted to that person, that you are setting all the debts with the bank. So, the documents, as what you ask me, yes. So, from what I have just said, you see that all these documents are very, very vital. Even ordinary layman will know that, oh, I want to buy a property, there must be an agreement. But which type of agreement are you going to do depends on where the land is situated. A land in the rural area and a land in the urban area. So, that is one. That's why I said it depends on the land kind of agreement. And your purchase receipt, if it's a land that has three or four. You know, in the local area, we have a customary right of occupancy that is only being granted by the local government chairman as well.
But pardon my interjection, especially in the rural areas where most of these mass housing providers sell their lands, some people are already coming with complaints to say that, you know, the authenticity of the document or maybe some other persons are linked into the same property. How can one, you know, safely verify these things? Say I buy a piece of land from some of these mass housing providers who are selling land in rural areas.
I believe probably they will have done their field assignment. So if you acquire hectares of land, definitely there must be genuine documents for the acquisition of such land before you be selling to people.
So what would they give to the persons buying from them?
Yes. You see, when you go to the something, there will be an agreement between you and the people that are giving the land. And in most cases, all these estate agents, you know, there is always a kind of condition, a terms and conditions that once you are buying the land from them, you should be entitled to be paid some amount maybe for development and all these things. Because when you are buying from them, they are genuine estate agents, genuine developers. The buyer from them will not have the problem. If there is any problem as to get the title of that document or for that land, then it will be between them and those indigenous people that sold the land to them.
Some of the documents, depending on the property type and location, are deed of assignment, deed of transfer, certificate of occupancy, approved survey plan, duly perfected assent, the sale and purchase agreement, the building approval plan, the murder deed. The fact that a seller or an agent shows you as a prospective buyer these documents doesn't mean it's truly theirs to sell. So you need to do a detailed background check at your state's Ministry of Lands or local government, depending on the location of the property. You can never tell, you know, whether these documents are genuine or not by just looking at them. So you need expert legal advice. Many thanks to Barrister Abidoye Fataido for taking our time to walk us through some of these documents and processes, quite tedious. It will go a long way in saving you a lot of problems, litigations, loss, whatever, sometimes death, especially where it involves the Omoniles or the Ajagunbales. It's usually tough. Okay, we're going on a short break.
Music all day, all night. The Beat 97.9 FM, Ibadan.
Ever tried traveling out? Don't know where to start? Started and unable to make the payment needed to complete your plans? Don't let anything stop you. Sign up now with Vesti and get tailored assistance for country to choose and how to migrate. Limitless virtual cards to make payments online. Naira and US dollar wallet to save for your travel plans. Migration pathways to help you select the best countries and bases for your migration. Easy migration fee payments like Service, WES, IHS and more in Naira. Cheap migration loans that help you meet requirement and US bank account right here in Nigeria. What are you waiting for? Visit www.wevesti.com today. That's wevasti.com. And sign up for Vesti account. Vesti, future for everyone.
We are reinvented to serve you better. From natural gas to hydrogen and the energy from the sun, we will continue to reliably deliver energy to the world. Driven to be the dynamic global energy company of choice, we create greater value for our stakeholders with integrity, excellence, and sustainability. We are NNPC Limited, ushering you into a new era of growth. NNPC Limited, energy for today, energy for tomorrow.
Zumbo. Where are you going looking like you want to beat somebody?
My sister. See me see trouble, oh.
I beg, see what's in my order. See what's in the deliver, give me.
It resemble. And I don't pay online, oh.
Chai, now why me I dey like buy online only on Jumia and return or change my item for free if I change my mind?
And you tell me before, oh. Now Jumia go dey buy from going forward. But first, Dazzling Apparel. Now me and you today.
Zumbo.
Enjoy peace of mind that comes with free returns when you shop on Jumia and avoid stories that touch. Jumia, your everyday delivered.
For inquiries and advert bookings, call Boson on 0806-215-3871 or Segun on 0915-757-0635. The Landlords on The Beat 97.9 FM.
In your face, all over the place. The hottest beats.
Many thanks for staying with your heartbeat station, The Beat 97.9 FM Ibadan. And this right here is The Landlords with your host, One Plot. I'm in the place with my colleague, Toba. It's always a pleasure having you around, brother man. I really, really appreciate you. Don't forget, you can reach out to us if you have a property you want to sell, you want quick marketing and the best offer, your property, a house, a complex, a piece of land, whatever it is, reach out to us. We have the marketing network, we have the pool of resources you need to get to a good one and a quick one too. You can reach out to Bosun on 0806-215-3871. Bosun on 0806-215-3871, or Shegun on 0915-757-0635. 0915-757-0635. We'll be waiting to get your power of attorney to pursue the sale of your property. And in case you have a brand related to building and construction, you sell tiles, you sell whatever it is, you're sure of the standards, we have our little methodology to ascertain in the fact that you actually are genuine. So you can also reach out to us on those numbers. We'll be glad to do business with you, to showcase, to market your products on our platforms, so long as what you do, what you're dealing, is genuine. One Plus signing out for today, yet another edition of The Landlords. I'll be right back with you, same time, same place. That'll be Tuesday from 10:30 in the morning. Until then, take care.
For inquiries and advert bookings, call Bosun on 0806-215-3871 or Shegun on 0915-757-0635. The Landlords on The Beat, 97.9 FM.
What's your flavor? Hip-hop, R&B, pop, Niger.
Hey, this is Kane Brown. This is Adam from...